Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Joining us on the line is Jeff Plate with the TSO. That's right, Trans-Siberian Orchestra. It's almost that time of year. Hey, Jeff, thanks for coming on.
You bet, Brian. Thank you.
Hey, my first question is, we do a little bit of research, and TSO, where you've appeared before. You've been on Good Morning America. You've been on Regis. You've been on Jimmy Fallon, Conan, The Today Show. So what are you doing here?
On your show?
Yeah.
I'm spreading the word. No, this is, like you said, it's Trans-Siberian Orchestra, and even though Christmas is still a few months away, this is when the machine starts rolling.
You mentioned a machine. I mean, you guys are a machine. You play so many shows, so many different markets. When did this start to turn from a band and just, doing that to something where people now, every single Christmas season, they're expecting to be able to see TSO, and it's more of an experience than it is a concert in some ways?
Well, honestly, it started right from the beginning. I mean, we started touring in 1999. Our first tour, so to speak, was only seven shows. And this was something that, Paul O'Neill, he knew we had to get this thing on the road to see how it was going to be received and, how are we going to be able to deliver this music live. Well, the following year, we ended up with 70 shows. And the problem was we were still trying to tour between Thanksgiving and Christmas Eve. So this is when the band actually split into two pieces. We took the core group of the band, split that in half, filled out the rest of the cast on each side, and then just started working the country every year. And it didn't take too long before people realized it was a great show, it was a great story, there was a bunch of great music, but the main thing I think was it was a family show. And once people started realizing that you could bring your kid, you could bring your grandparents, your heavy metal, teenage son or daughter, whatever, everybody in between was going to have something in the show to enjoy. And at that point, things really started snowballing, and here we are. This will be our 21st tour this year.
Yeah, wow, that's incredible. 21 tours and a little bit of something for everyone, just like you said. How does the show change from year to year?
Production changes from year to year. And this year we are presenting, the story that we are presenting is Christmas Eve and Other Stories, which is the title of the first CD we released back in 1996. But every year we change something up production-wise. There's always advances in production. There's always new lighting schemes and configurations and this and that. But in general, the first half of our TSO show is the story. And as I mentioned, this year is Christmas Eve and Other Stories. We've touched on all the other records, Christmas Attic, Lost Christmas Eve. In the last few years, we've done the Ghost of Christmas Eve. But this year we decided to bring the first story back out. We haven't done it in over 8 years, so it's going to be great to bring the first and I think probably the most popular story back to the stage with all the new production and the effects that we have now.
You guys, do you feel like you deserve credit for being trailblazers in like reinventing old Christmas songs? Because everyone does covers, but a lot of them kind of sound the same, and then you guys come along, you totally reinvent some of these favorites that people have known for years and years.
Yes, it's that's an interesting statement in question. I don't know if I personally would say we take credit for that. I think Paul O'Neill, when he put this thing together back in the early 90s, mid-90s, he had a style in mind. And honestly, when you hear TSO, you know it's TSO. But he was very clever at weaving holiday themes in and out of original music that also corresponded with the lyrics that he wrote and the stories that he wrote. So it was interesting when Christmas Eve Stereo 1224 hit the radio, it really was a breath of fresh air. And, Paul at the time, he was very persistent about recording this song and releasing it. And, we really weren't sure what he was certainly ahead of the curve on this. And when that thing hit the radio, people just was like, wow, we've never heard Christmas like this before. Okay, all you rockers, all you metalheads, all you, you know, anybody that's looking for something different, here it is.
Yeah, it's, as you mentioned before, there's something for everybody in there. When you listen to those completed songs, when you hear a TSO song, does it sound more to you like a traditional song, or does it sound more to you like a metal song? Do you lean one way or the other when you hear some of those tunes?
I guess it's all of the above. I mean, some of it is very traditional. I mean, we've got, you know, Prince of Peace, which is just a very traditional Christmas song. Pachelbel's Canon is woven in and out of some of this music, but some of it is definitely heavy. I mean, there's no doubt that there's a harder edge to some of the music that we play, but there's also that softer side too, and that classically influenced side of the music. So, you know, like I mentioned, there is pretty much everything for everybody in this show, whether, you know, any genre of music. And combine that with the production and the stage show that we've been putting on, is, you know, that's contributed to what we've accomplished over these years.
Through these tours, you guys have given more than $16 million to charities throughout the entire continent. How does that work? Where did that idea come from? And that's got to be a great feeling.
You know, Paul O'Neill, when he founded TSO, he really wanted to create something special for everybody. And you know, he knew that going into these cities and in towns was an honor for us. And doing the holiday thing, the holiday spirit, is very high for some people, and for some it can be kind of low. And to help these people get through a tough time was really the simplest thing that we felt we could do. And Paul insisted, you know, every ticket sold from day one, we donate at least $1 to a local charity. And, you know, like I said, put a smile on somebody's face and help somebody get through a tough time. But over all these years, we've donated over $16 million across the country. And like you mentioned, these are local charities. So every city that we go to, there's a local charity that we select. And, you know, we're very proud of this, and we know that the money's going to the right place.
Well, that is really cool, and something I think a lot of people probably didn't even realize. Hey, Jeff, thanks so much for the time, and we look forward to seeing TSO in Buffalo.
You bet. We'll see you soon.
All right, that is Jeff Plate, drummer for Trans-Siberian Orchestra. Tickets go on sale today for their Buffalo shows.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.